Yeah, so they'll have to go be a third base coach someplace else or a manager somewhere else
for 3 years.
Because none of them ever don't manage again.
That's right.
They just keep going.
Yeah, that's right. They just die or they do diet commercials. Yeah.
So now this guy from the Mets, he has a beard, right? The guy who was manager, or maybe still is manager. I mean, how many managers in the majors have beards?
I don't know about that. Used to be presidents always had them, you know. But hey, yeah.
Here's another thing. Just while I'm doing a riff on sports, just because I turned on the TV yesterday and they had the news conference of the American team after they once again blew the Ryder Cup. And they were drinking, there was somebody drinking beer.
Can I correct you?
No, it doesn't matter.
Well, let me correct you. Oh, fine. They didn't blow the Ryder Cup. They almost came back and won it.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like they were ahead and then they lost. They were never ahead.
Okay. Once again, the United States, who was never ahead. Okay,
well, blowing it implies that they were ahead and they lost their lead.
Oh.
That's what blowing it implies
Instead,
to me.
Instead, they sucked from the first day. Is
exactly.
That it?
Okay. I'm just trying to, you know, get it
So you could argue that in Tom's correction, he's saying they played worse than you did.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or than you said.
Yeah, I said that they were doing well and then screwed up. You said they screwed up from the very beginning.
They messed up by showing up.
Well, they made quite a comeback yesterday, but they were never ahead and then lost. Lost it.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
As they say, second place is just the first loser.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So anyway, you were watching the press.
I tell the boy that every day.
Do you,
son? You remember that? Now.
Yeah. Is he gonna have a T-shirt that says that?
That's right.
I mean, like as soon as he could be walking, have a T-shirt that says that.
That's right.
I think it'd be good.
So you were watching the press conference.
See Americans going. It waned. We kept playing to wane. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, so the guy sitting next to Stuart Klink, whoever it happened to be, because I didn't see him, but I mean, he was up there behind the microphone drinking a beer during the news conference, which is pretty cool.
Well,
that's not bad.
Might have been Hunter Mahon. He was the guy that needed the beer.
No. He was all the way down at the end because Klink was pointing down there at him. But I don't know.
Sink, not Klink.
Whatever.
Okay.
It's Colonel Klink.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But thanks
I'm
for playing.
I'm sorry.
As you can tell, I was.
You know
riveted.
Golfers like I know tennis players.
I was riveted. I just thought it's cool he's drinking a beer back there behind that because that doesn't happen too much in public. Anyway.
Right.
Florida man used water guns and water balloons to spray weed killer on his neighbor's plants because he was owed money. Man.
Hmm.
A little Roundup goes a long way when you put it in, you know, one of those court guns. Bradenton police said Paul Ewing was pulled over Thursday for driving with a suspended license and admitted that he had been spraying his neighbor's flowers and bushes with Roundup weed killer because he was upset about the money the neighbor owed him for drugs.
Fessed up to it, huh?
What a great neighborhood this is. I gotta love this. Ewing said he used the water guns to spray plants in the front yard. And he threw water balloons in the backyard just so he'd have dead spots out there. Because he owed him money for drugs.
That HOA will find out about it.
Yeah.
Hope he doesn't have a basketball goal in the front.
Man.
Yeah, he can have all the pot he wants, but what are we doing then? Info.
Mason.
Well, unfortunately, the big dead spots will be in the backyard. That was very thoughtful of him to do that.
Yeah.
If you're going to get real creative and do that, I mean, at least when you spray, make sure you use letters. You know.
Yes.
Right.
This says, what? Oh.
Yeah, really. Now I know what he thinks of me.
Yeah.
Chet Edwards understands what a job means to a family. That's why Chet Edwards won the fight to bring over 200 jobs to A&M in vital research that protects our troops and strengthens our economy. And Chet's worked to build a 21st century industrial park that will create new good-paying jobs for the Brazos Valley and for critical road projects that will ease congestion, keep our kids safe, and put people to work. Bill Flores, he says he would have voted no on the new roads and the A&M jobs. That's the difference. Chet Edwards is working for us and our jobs. He knows what he's fighting for. Chet's roots here run deep. He'll never forget how A&M and Brazos County made such a difference in his life. Paid for by the Texas Democratic Party and authorized by Chet Edwards for Congress.
I'm Chet Edwards, class of 74, running for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message.
618, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And it's the 5th of October, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. And
10-5, good buddy.
There you go. 10-5, good buddy.
Yeah,
happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Singer-guitarist Steve Miller turns 67 years old today.
You know, some people call him the space cowboy.
Yes, they do.
Or the gangster of love.
Or the gangster of love.
Yeah.
That's
or
right.
Maurice. Yeah,
this
yeah,
guy
yeah.
is
yeah.
just, man, I tell you, he's outstanding.
Oh, man.
Just outstanding.
Doesn't get much better than Steve Miller.
Nope.
Or they call him Steve Miller, some of them.
Some do.
His mother probably calls him Stevie.
And sometimes he does sports on this station.
Yeah, matter of fact.
Mother probably calls him Steven when she's mad. Yeah.
yeah. yeah. Anyway, in the middle
Steven
name.
Ray.
Yeah, right. 67. Actress Karen Allen turns 59 years old today. She was the one that was in those
Raiders of the Lost
Ark. Raiders
she's
of the
an
Lost
Animal
Ark
House.
Movies.
Oh, well, that, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. yeah. That.
You know, she was just like just a housewife minding her own business. Through with acting when they called her to be in that last Raiders remake.
Yeah.
And she came and did a pretty good job. Director Clive Barker turns 58 years old today. Counting Crows singer David Bryson turns 56. Singer Bob Geldof is 56 years old
today.
And
that's Sir? I believe that's Sir Bob Geldof.
Oh, excuse
I think
me.
You're right.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
mean to.
Live Aid. Live Aid, dude.
There you go. From Melrose Place, Josie Bissett is 40 years old today. And from Bendham Like Beckham and ER, actress.
uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Parminder Nagra, that's her name, is 35 years old today.
Of course.
Yeah, Kate Winslet turns 35 years old today.
That's a dingy chick, isn't it?
It's a dingy chick.
Well, I don't know if she'd like being called that.
Okay.
yeah, yeah. But she's done other things since then.
She let old Leo draw her.
Wearing, yeah, that right.
wearing nothing but a necklace and a smile.
okay, there you are then.
And actor Joshua Logan from Desperate Housewives, he's 16 years old. He's
of course
little,
he is.
Little tyke. TV personality Nikki Hilton turns 27 years old. And bassist Paul Thomas of Good Charlotte turned 30. And actress.
Yeah, what was that? Remember that Good Charlotte anthology? I tell you, that was just outstanding. Yeah. Anyway.
And let me see. Oh, and my good friend from Irving, Texas, who's listening this morning, and I said I wish her a happy 60th birthday, Debbie Grimes. Happy birthday, Debbie.
Hey, Debbie,
because
way
it's
to go.
Because it's my birthday show, so I can say that if I
yeah,
want to. But
go.
She's listening from Irving. So there you go. She got up early for it. So
okay.
So Debbie's 60. She probably didn't want me to tell people she was 60.
Yeah, yeah, hey, yeah. She wishes hey, you hadn't wished her happy
hey,
birthday
right.
now.
Hey, yeah, you get the whole nine yards, Deb. All right, so there. That's all I got.
Jeff Conaway, remember him from Taxi and lots of B-movies.
Oh,
he'd
yeah.
be a 60. Mm-hmm. A couple of athletes for you.
Athletes?
That's right. Mario Lemieux, remember Hockey Boy? He's 45. Michael Andretti, he's a race car fella, 48. And Grant Hill from Duke and someplace else. Where'd he go play?
Well, he's kind of a journeyman in the NBA.
Isn't that interesting? Because,
yeah.
I mean, he was just an all-fired stud there in college. And
there's another hockey guy.
Wait a minute. He's 38. Okay, who's that?
Patrick Waugh.
Waugh?
You'd think I'd say it was Roy. But,
yeah.
No, it's Patrick Waugh.
Well, they don't know how to pronounce their names over there anyway.
Yeah.
See that Guy Lafleur, them guys, they don't know how to
pronounce
it.
No.
All right, 621.